Coming up on 856, 54 degrees on this Tuesday morning. It's time to check the commodity markets with Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. And Pete, as we look at things here in the early going, looks like a fairly narrow trading range here so far.
We've been very narrow today. Yesterday we were mixed early and then dropped 6 to 7 on corn and beans. Today we've had a 3 to 4 cent range in the corn, and we've had a similar range, 3 to 4 cent in the beans. We have corn up 2 to 3 right now, and beans up 1 to 2. Outside markets are not doing that much either. The world economic news is kind of blah, and that's helped our grains kind of settle. We are expecting USDA to raise corn and bean yields a little next week, and that could push the carryout a little higher. But after yesterday's big down move, we're a little opposite Tuesday today with December corn at 378 and three quarters up two and a quarter. There are companies out there selling it here, expecting it to go back to 360. On beans, the November's hit 885 today. We're at 884 right now, up one and a quarter, not doing a whole lot there either. You get to the hogs up 67. Some people think hogs could get back to the 60, 61 area, and the cattle for December at 141. Expectations we could get maybe back to the 143 number there. But grains just blah, not a whole lot of news out there pushing it either way, with the exception that it's expected to have big yield numbers, bigger yield numbers here from the USDA in next week's material. Exports have been really good lately on beans, but it hasn't seemed to help. Corn is lagging, and they're worried about usage being smaller both on corn and beans for the year, and that's helping hold the prices down from going anywhere. The dollar has backed off some days, back up today. We're up 55. Crude oil the same way, back and forth. Today we're up 71. So today crude and the dollar between them are helping keep a lid on grains, but other days when they're down, it's the opposite way. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.